And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm going to be upfront and honest with you today and tell you that the Federal Reserve has provided me with some data that's helping you to understand financial freedom. What I was interested in finding out was, where do people have their money? Where does that money exist? Now, when I'm talking about their money, I'm talking about places like real estate, stocks and mutual funds, retirement accounts, private businesses, and other assets. And the Federal Reserve did some work back in 2022 where they tried to qualify all of this data. And what I found was amazing. I found an amazing result, and it should resonate with you, especially if you're looking to become a real estate investor. Here's the data. Of all the money that's out there amongst all of us Americans, $41.19 trillion, you heard it with a T, $41.19 trillion sits in real estate assets. Now, I was curious about, okay, what about the money that's in stocks and mutual funds? Because I know the majority of you out there, that's where your money's at. You have it in those type of assets. Only $35.33 trillion sits in stocks and mutual funds, which goes to prove my point that I always make on the show. People tend to have more money invested in real estate than they have in stocks and mutual funds. And what I'm always trying to convince you of is that your money should be sitting in real estate. Now, check this out. I have some additional data that came from the Federal Reserve report of 2022. And what I was curious about is how much of that money is sitting in real estate amongst the top 20%. Because if you take a look at your life and you figure out where you sit amongst all of your Americans, there are very few of you listening to my voice that are in the top 20% of all earners. Yeah, I'm just telling you that very few of you are in the top 20%. But ironically, my data reports this, that the top 1% of all Americans have $4.88 trillion sitting in real estate, and the remaining 19% that make up the top 20% have $17.94 trillion sitting in real estate. What I'm trying to convey to you is that if you don't have money in real estate, you're probably missing the boat. And one of the other things that I'm going to share with you on today's show is that real estate is actually positioned to pay you a better rate of return than what you receive in the stock and mutual fund shares. Now, I know that the real estate markets are under fire right now. I know that. I mean, I'm watching the news. I'm paying attention to the same source data that you're paying attention to. And you know what it tells me? It tells me that this is really a good time to buy. And even though you may be hearing that real estate is depressed, it's really depressed for people that are new home buyers that want to live in those homes. For real estate investors, the markets are actually becoming very lucrative. They're becoming very attractive, especially the multifamily space, because what's happening in the multifamily space is that you have all of these REITs that are out there that did a bad job of buying their assets back in 2021 and 2022. And now those REITs are looking at those assets and they're realizing that they're losing money. I received a report from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member that showcased three different REITs, and those different REITs, they're losing their assets. They're really losing their assets. I'm trying to make a play on words there in case you didn't notice it. And what's going to happen is those REITs will have to divest of those assets because they're not making any money because they bought incorrectly. Now, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you are taught how to buy correctly. Regardless of what the market is doing, you are taught to buy correctly and to buy the assets in an appropriate way. And what that means is that when those REITs divest themselves of the assets that they are holding because they bought incorrectly, because they bought when cap rates were really low and now cap rates are a lot higher, which affects the net operating income of those assets. I know I'm blowing your mind, I'm hurting some of your heads right now, but what I'm explaining to you is valuation of multifamily assets. They are not getting the rates of return that they're supposed to get, so the REITs have to divest themselves of the assets, and guess what? That makes the assets available to Lifestyles Unlimited members. And Lifestyles Unlimited members are laying in wait for these assets to come onto the market. Now, many of you are not positioned to where you need to be investing in multifamily assets. As a matter of fact, the type of asset class that you should probably be looking at is single-family homes. Now, single-family homes have the benefit of being able to pay you five different ways, and they're easier for you to wrap your head around. They really are. Now, what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to run you through a sample deal. In other words, I'm going to talk to you about how we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we would buy a single family house. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to scale all the crazy numbers down to base 10. What does that mean, base 10? It means the numbers are going to be a lot easier for your brain to absorb because they're going to be based on the number 10. And the number 10 is an easy number for us to work with because all of us that didn't do well in math, we usually failed because we weren't talking about base 10. We were talking about actual examples. Now, there's a property out there that you could buy. And again, this is just an example, but you could buy this property for $100,000. You could pay all cash for it for $100,000. It has an after repair value of $100,000. Now, the smart people understand that what I just told you is that you're essentially going to pay full market value or retail value for this property if you're going to pay $100,000. Now, this property has defects to it. It has physical defects to it. In other words, it is suffering from something called deferred maintenance, meaning there are a lot of systems in the home that need to be upgraded. Maybe there's mechanical problems. Maybe there's physical problems. Maybe there's functional problems. Maybe the color scheme is just ugly. Maybe the cabinets are from the 1970s. As a result of that, I don't want you paying $100,000 for the property. Even though all fixed up, the property would be worth $100,000 in the marketplace. What I want you to do is I want you to look at what the realistic value of that property is in the current marketplace, and I'm going to suggest to you that the current value of that property is $50,000. It's going to take $50,000 cash to buy that property. Now, paying all cash is not the best way for you to do this, but it is one way for you to buy the property. You could pay all cash. Now, I told you this property has some defects to it. And as a result of that, you're going to need about $25,000 to cure all the defects. So your all-in cost on the property is going to be about $75,000. But this is going to allow you to capture $25,000 of equity. That's the difference between your all-in price and that after-repair value of $100,000. In other words, when you fix this thing up, it will be worth $100,000 in the marketplace. So one way you could buy it is you could spend $75,000, you could go all cash. But that's not the most effective use of your money. Some of you are saying, okay, well, what if I bought it like my primary home? In other words, I put 20% down. That's one way to do it. So in my scenario, if you put 20% down, now keep in mind that the purchase price of the asset is $50,000. So you're going to put 20% down, that's $10,000, meaning you're going to take a mortgage out for $40,000. But then you still have the problem of the $25,000 in repairs. So your cash out of pocket obligation to acquire this property and fix it up is going to be $35,000. And even if we had $35,000 just sitting around in the bank, it wouldn't be a very effective leverage of our money. So there's a more effective way to buy this property. You want to know what it is? It's taking advantage of something called a hard money loan. Now, a hard money loan isn't difficult. What it is, it's an asset-based loan. And when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, there are vendors that are part of our vendor marketplace that specialize in offering hard money loans. And what they will do for you is they will loan you up to 70% of the after repair value of the asset. In other words, they understand our business model and they want to work with us, and they're going to make some money off of us, and I'm totally fine with that. But what it does for us is it allows us to keep our out-of-pocket expenses to a minimum. So remember, in order to do this deal, we're going to need $75,000, but a hard money lender is willing to loan us $70,000, meaning we're going to have to come to the closing table with $5,000 in cash, plus we're going to have closing and holding costs of an additional $5,000, meaning our out-of-pocket expenses are only $10,000 on an asset that's worth $100,000. Now, we're going to fix this property up using the hard money loan because, remember, they're loaning us the money to cover some of the, not all of, but most of the repair costs. And we're going to find a great resident to live in that property. And then we're going to refinance the property using a conventional lender that can also be found on the vendor marketplace as a part of Lifestyles Unlimited's program. And that vendor, that lender, is going to offer us a 75% loan to value. In other words, they're going to loan us $75,000 against the $100,000 after repair value because now the property is worth $100,000. We're going to pay off that hard money loan of $70,000. We'll have an additional closing and holding costs of $5,000, but our additional out-of-pocket is $0, meaning we have only spent $10,000 to acquire an asset worth $100,000. We come back from the break, I'm going to give you some real-time examples. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with the roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Take action today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. There's a property available in a place called Columbia, South Carolina, that was built in 1950. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, 966-square-foot property, and the after-repair value of the property is $130,000. This property can be bought for $13,500 cash out of pocket. So do the math. It works out to be about 10.38%. Okay, it's not perfectly 10%, but it's 10.38%. And by taking advantage of a hard money loan, you can just literally write a check for $13,500 and you can do this deal. Now, let me give you the rest of the information about the property. The property is distressed. It needs some repairs. As a matter of fact, it needs about $23,000 worth of repairs, and you're going to have about $10,000 in closing and holding costs across the multiple escrows. And there's only two, by the way. So when I say multiple, I'm referring to two, because there's an escrow when you acquire the property, and there's a subsequent escrow when you refinance the property. So you're going to have about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. So your additional costs are going to work out to be about $33,000. When you take that $33,000 and you add it to the $75,000 that you're acquiring the property for, you're only into this property for $108,000. The difference between the $108,000 and the after repair value or the appraised value of the property is $22,000. That's additional equity that you're capturing in this asset. So what is that return on capital gain? In other words, if you're making an additional $22,000 of equity and it's only costing you $13,500 to buy that additional $22,000 of equity, what's your return on capital gains? It's 163%. You just made $22,000 and it only cost you $13,500 to do it. Now, another thing this property is going to do for you that the other assets that you're investing in is are probably not doing for you, they're probably not paying you a cash flow. Now, the cash flow on this asset works out to be $239 per month. When you take what the fair market rental value is of the property and you subtract your mortgage cost, because you have fixed everything up, you don't have to work in a maintenance cost, you're getting $239 in spendable cash. When you annualize that $239, you come up with a number that's just shy of $2,900. So you're making an additional $2,900 per year that's coming into your household, and it only costs you $13,500 to do the deal. So your cash on cash return is 21.25%. 21.25%. And that money that you're making on the cash flow does not have to go back into one of those glorified savings accounts called a 401k or an IRA. It's money that you get to spend however you see fit. Now, another property that came into my inbox over the weekend is a property that's in Kansas City, Missouri. This property was built in 1911. The after repair value of this asset is $218,000. But because this property is distressed, and this one is much more distressed, you can buy this property for, get this, 31 cents on the dollar, or $67,000. Yeah, and you're going to use a hard money loan to acquire this property and take care of a good portion of the rehab costs of this property. When you're taking a look at the $95,000 in additional costs that you're going to have on this property, your all-in cost is essentially $162,000. Now, the difference between the after-repair value and your all-in cost is $56,000. You heard me correctly. $56,000 in additional equity on this asset. And because you're using a hard money loan, your cash out of pocket on this asset is only $9,000. That represents a 4% cost factor against the after repair value. I mean, if you do the math and you take a look at the fact that the property is worth $218,000 all fixed up, and you're only putting $9,000 into the deal, you're only putting in 4% of the value of the entire property. Now, that $56,000 in equity that you're capturing in this property, when you divide it by the cash out of pocket of $9,000, you're getting a return on capital gain of 622%. So, what are the rates of return if you were to blend these two properties together? In other words, you have enough money to buy both properties. Now, let me just be upfront and clear with you. You would need $22,500 to buy both properties, and that represents a 7.25% cash contribution into the assets. The assets combined are worth a whole lot more money than the $22,000 that you're, well, it's technically $22,500 that you're putting into these assets. You're going to capture $78,000 in total net equity. That's $78,000 more than you have on your balance sheet right now. That's $78,000 of additional wealth over and above the $22,500 of equity that you're buying in the form of cash. You're getting a blended rate of return of 393% just on the capital gains. Yeah, 393%. And we get that number by taking the $78,000 of net equity that you capture and dividing it by the $22,500 that you put into the deal. Now, the cash flow on these properties, when you combine the cash flow together, you're getting a 29.8% return cash on cash. That's the blended cash flow between these two properties. Pretty cool stuff, right? Well, what if you have some more money? What if you could buy a third asset? Well, I actually found a third asset that you could buy. And this particular property is in a place called Houston, Texas. It was built in 1947. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath house, and it's about 1,450 square feet. Now, the after-repair value of this asset is $180,000. You can buy this asset for 36 cents on the dollar. In other words, it's only going to cost you $65,000 to buy this asset because it, too, like the second property, it's got some issues to it. It's got a lot of issues to it, to the tune of $72,000 in rehab costs plus $10,000 in closing and holding costs. Your cash out of pocket to buy house number three is $16,500. So it's a little bit more money to buy house number three than it was to buy house number one or house number two. But this particular asset is poised to return equity capture of $33,000. So if you bought all three of these properties, what you would have is you will have invested $39,000 of your own money. You will have captured $111,000 of additional equity across all three of these assets. That gives you a return on capital gain of 328%. 328% in additional equity over and above the $39,000 that you actually put into the properties. Now, that $39,000 represents a cash contribution of 7.9%. You're only spending 7.9 cents per dollar to buy all the equities in these properties and to have an after repair value in the neighborhood of well over $500,000 in assets. Pretty cool stuff, right? So what about the cash flow on property number three? The cash flow on property number three actually does better than the cash flow of the other two properties. It's going to produce $383 per month in cash flow. So when you annualize that cash flow, what you're getting is $4,596 in annual cash flow. When you take that almost $4,600 in annual cash flow and you divide it by the $16,500 cash out of pocket, you're getting almost 28% return cash on cash. So when you blend all three properties together, and you're looking strictly at the cash flow, you're getting an annual cash flow of a lot of money. You're getting a lot of money. You're essentially getting a 29.17% return cash on cash. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's very cool. As a matter of fact, you want to know what that annual cash flow works out to be? Across all three properties, it's almost $11,000. So the question I have for you is, what can you do with $11,000? And I think the short answer is $11,000 could make a significant difference in your life. It's essentially giving yourself an $11,000 raise, and all you have to do is repurpose $39,000 of the money you have invested in other assets that aren't paying you the rates of return that I'm talking about. See, this is part of the reason I get into the real numbers, because I want you to understand the real rates of return. I can give you the sample examples, and they're all fine and dandy, and they're good from a learning perspective. But when you start to hear the real rates of return that you can receive in these properties, it is a difference maker. Now, another way we make money in real estate has to do with the tax advantages of real estate. And what you're going to do is you're going to get something called depreciation. You're going to depreciate all three of these assets. So in other words, what that means is the Internal Revenue Service is essentially telling you that you're going to take a depreciation write-off. Now, you can't take a depreciation write-off on the physical land. Physical land will always be here and you cannot depreciate it. But all of the improvements made on the land, you can depreciate all the improvements. And in my examples, what I tend to do is I take the after repair value of the asset and I multiply it by 85%. And that gives me the physical improvements on the property. I say the land is worth 15%. The physical improvements are worth 85%. So what that does for me is that gives me a depreciation write-off across all three properties of $15,360. Now, I have made almost $11,000 in annual cash flow, but I have a depreciation write-off of over $15,000. What does that mean? It means that I'm not responsible to pay any taxes on that income. As a matter of fact, I'll have over $4,400 of additional depreciation that I can use for anything that I want based on what the IRS says I can use that depreciation for. So it's another way that we make money in real estate, and it's a game changer. It's a total game changer. So let me take a step back, and I'm going to ask you that question. When you consider the amount of money that's invested in real estate, and I told you at the beginning of the show that money was $41.19 trillion that Americans have invested in real estate. And I'm not talking about all the corporations that buy real estate. I'm just talking about people like you and me. How much of that do you have invested in real estate that's not your principal residence? And the short answer is, you know the answer. I'm not going to speculate as to what the answer is on the air, but I want you to understand that you need to have a part of what the rich people are doing in the United States of America. You need to be invested in real estate. You need to take advantage of the five different ways we make money in real estate. And I haven't even disclosed all five of them to you. I've only talked about three of them. And I could talk to you about principal pay down. I could talk to you about natural appreciation. Those are additional ways we make additional equities in the property. But if I haven't convinced you just based off of these three different ways we make money in real estate, I don't think you've been listening to the show. I really don't think you've been listening to the show. So when I take a look at what all three of these properties can do for me, and let's say I held these properties for a total of 5 years. They pay me cash flow. They pay me equity capture. They pay me natural appreciation. They pay me principal pay down. I get the tax advantages of the investment because I'm taking depreciation on the properties. What rate of return can I expect to get over a five-year period of time? And here's what my numbers tell me. I'm going to get a total net return, in other words, a net total return of $75,470 in addition to the $39,000 that I put into the three different assets. So my return, including the original investment, is going to be almost $92,000. My total net return across all three assets, if I held these assets for a period of 5 years, is 618% total return on investment. You heard correctly, 618% total return on investment. I think it's wise for you to consider investing in real estate. As a matter of fact, I think it's wise for you to consider divesting whatever you're currently investing in and transition into real estate. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.